This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. About 60,000 Haitians living in the United States are trying to figure out what is next. The Trump administration said today it is not going to renew what's known as temporary protected status for them, a provision that lets people already here because of war or natural disasters in their home countries stay and work legally. Citizens of 10 countries currently have what's known as TPS. Haitians are the second group this month, though, to get a heads up that their time is running out. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains that is unusual because that temporary status is often not quite so temporary.
Haitians lose their temporary protected status in July of 2019. Nicaraguans have until January that same year. And with El Salvador up for review in 2018, Royce Murray at the American Immigration Council doesn't like the numbers.
We're at risk of 300,000 people losing their immigration status in a short period of time.
This temporary status in the aftermath of a crisis can last decades, says immigration research consultant Jose Magana Salgado.
Under the Obama administration, generally we saw TPS designations be extended because of the conditions in these other countries. But under the Trump administration, we're seeing a substantially more stringent application of the TPS standard.
The Trump administration and others are calling for Congress to come up with a permanent solution. David Beer of the Cato Institute says that's because TPS is really just a patch on a broken immigration system.
We have these types of discretionary statuses to rectify the fact that we don't have really any legal means for people to travel for temporary periods to the United States for work.
Which is why, he says, a program that's meant to be a temporary fix in an emergency can end up being one of the few routes to legal status for thousands. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.